Calvinomania is sweeping across Geneva this weekend, or at least that's the way one Swiss paper is describing it. Geneva is the city John Calvin transformed into what was called the Protestant Rome back in the 16th century. The reformist theologian was born 500 years ago this past week. His name has become shorthand, at least in this country, for a kind of joyless, frugal, fire-and-brimstone brand of Puritanism. Philosophers have claimed Calvin as the source for everything from capitalism to democracy to American exceptionalism. Well, with us is Professor Karine Mogg. She teaches history at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Professor Mogg, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand you had your own version of Calvinomania this weekend, a birthday party with punch and cake and songs. Did you ever, you know, consider just sitting in silence and poring over scripture instead?
We found, in fact, that Calvin himself would have approved of the refreshments.
Oh, he would
wasn't
have.
A big eater. He wasn't a big eater, but he did enjoy a glass of wine. We didn't have wine. We had non-alcoholic punch. And the singing we did, we sang a Genevan psalm, and he would have approved of that as well.
Can you sing a bit of the psalm?
Sure. I greet thee, who my sure redeemer art, my only joy and comfort of my heart. And it goes on from there.
That's a wonderful song. So he probably would have approved of the song and the punch and the cakes and all those things. So this reputation for being sort of austere, is that unfair?
Well, certainly he was a man with a strong sense of his vocation as a preacher, and he really saw himself somewhat in the line of the Old Testament prophets. Mm-hmm. And Old Testament prophets are not sort of sweet and cuddly people.
Professor Mogg, explain something to me. The earliest American settlers, the Puritans, the Huguenots, they were all, of course, Calvinists. And some people say without Calvin, America would never have been founded. Can you explain that?
There were certainly emphases in Calvin's thought that came across with the Puritans, an emphasis on the idea of covenant between God and his people. That was one important one. The idea of everyone having a vocation or a calling, that was a very important part of Calvin's thought that I think came through the Puritans as well.
Some scholars, historians have talked about capitalism. Max Weber wrote a seminal piece on this in the early 20th century, drawing the connection between John Calvin and capitalism.
Calvin did really see that commerce was a viable and valid way of living one's life. Calvin's very interested in questions of finance and how to live as a community in a world where commerce was becoming more and more important.
Mm. 500 years on, what's his legacy here in the United States?
I think the continuing importance of the idea of having a calling, having a vocation, I think that's very important. I think also Calvin's sense that even though there may be rulers that are oppressive, there is a pathway to legitimate resistance. I think that's an idea that has perpetuated itself in the U.S. today.
Dr. Karine Mogg is the director of the Meter Center for Calvin Studies at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Professor Mogg, thanks so much.
Thank you.